Sometimes I read things too quickly. Sometimes I read things incorrectly. For my entire life, I have read this passage from Paul's letter to the Philippians both too quickly and incorrectly. I have read "have no anxiety" as a separate sentence from "make your requests known to God." They are, in fact, part of the same sentence. Paul is not condemning anxiety. Paul writes about being anxious. He writes about his anxiety for all of the churches. Paul is not condemning anxiety. Paul seems to know anxiety very well. So when Paul writes to the Philippians and says, "have no anxiety," Paul is encouraging the Philippians to be bold when they pray. Do not have anxiety about what you ask for in prayer. Be bold. Ask the Lord for what you need. Ask the Lord for what you want. Ask the Lord for good and wise leaders for our nation. Ask the Lord for good and wise leaders for His church. Ask for healing. Ask for mercy. Ask for conversion. Ask for peace. Ask for freedom from anxiety. Ask for the strength to ask for help. I'll be on retreat this week. I plan to read the scriptures slowly and carefully. I plan to pray about what I need to pray about. I plan to pray boldly. I plan to pray for you. Perhaps this week you will take a few minutes to read the scriptures slowly and carefully. Perhaps this week you will pray about what you need to pray about. Perhaps this week you will pray boldly. Perhaps this week you will pray for me. However you will pray, have no anxiety when making your request known to God. A veces leo las cosas demasiado rápido, y a veces leo las cosas incorrectamente. Durante toda mi vida he leído este pasaje de la carta de San Pablo a los Filipenses demasiado rápida e incorrectamente. He leído "no tengas inquietud o ansiedad" como una frase separada de "da a conocer tus peticiones a Dios", pero forman parte de la misma frase. San Pablo no condena la ansiedad. San Pablo escribe sobre estar ansioso. Escribe sobre su ansiedad por todas las iglesias. San Pablo no condena la ansiedad. San Pablo parece conocer muy bien la ansiedad. Cuando Pablo les escribe a los filipenses y les dice, "no tengan ansiedad", Pablo está animando a los filipenses a ser valientes cuando oran. No tengas ansiedad por lo que pides en oración. Sea valiente. Pídele al Señor lo que necesite. Pídele al Señor lo que quiere. Pídele al Señor líderes buenos y sabios para nuestra nación. Pídele al Señor líderes buenos y sabios para su iglesia. Pide sanación, pide misericordia, solicite conversión, pide la paz, pide que te liberan de la ansiedad. Pide fuerzas para pedir ayuda. Estaré de retiro esta semana. Planeo leer las escrituras lenta y cuidadosamente. Planeo orar sobre aquello por lo que necesito orar. Planeo orar con violencia. Planeo orar por ustedes. Quizás esta semana dedique unos minutos a leer las escrituras lento y cuidadosamente. Quizás esta semana orarás acerca de lo que necesitas orar. Quizás esta semana orarás con Valencia. Quizás esta semana reces por mí. Sin embargo, orarás. No tengas ansiedad cuando le hagas saber a Dios tus peticiones. Amén.